You're listening to SBS News.
Living in exile in New York, Uyghur woman Reyhan Assad thought of her brother as she read the reports by the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner.
I was just reading and just trying to fight back my tears. It was very emotional. And as I read this, I also, you know, hope that, you know, if I have some magical power, I could tell my brother that, you know, at least the UN has recognized your own suffering.
Her heartbreak and hope shared by many, with family who've disappeared since the Chinese Communist Party cracked down on ethnic minorities in 2016. The United Nations found Uyghurs and other ethnic minorities were tortured, sterilized, and deprived of their liberty in camps the Chinese government claimed were for education and de-radicalization. In London, Uyghur woman Rahima Mahmood is relieved the long-awaited report has finally been released.
It is a slap on Chinese government's face to release this report. And from the reaction by the Chinese government, we could see this is a big deal. You know, this is a big deal.
She's the UK director for the World Uyghur Congress. While she's satisfied with the report's findings, she was hoping for stronger language.
We still believe it is not as strong as we have expected and we wanted. You know, we will be campaigning continuously to recognize what is happening to my people is genocide.
This is not by far the first time the actions of the Chinese government in Xinjiang has been criticized, but is a first from the independent United Nations Human Rights Office. Investigations by Western media outlets or comments by Western leaders have been dismissed by the Chinese Communist Party as propaganda for political gain. This report, too, was quickly dismissed by the Chinese Ministry of Foreign Affairs, but the United Nations has stood by its independence. Stefan Dujarric is the spokesman for the United Nations Secretary General.
Human rights must be respected and that the Uyghur community needs to be respected and made feel it belongs to the country as a whole without discrimination. The Secretary General very much hopes that the government of China will take on board the recommendations put forward in the assessment by the High Commissioner for Human Rights.
A long-standing critic, Japan has welcomed the report's findings. Hirokazu Matsuno is the Chief Cabinet Secretary.
I praise that the report has been published. There have been so many reports about serious human rights violations of Uyghur in Xinjiang.
The United States, too, welcoming the report. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the Biden administration will continue to ensure products produced by forced labor in Xinjiang are not sold in the country.
The United States welcomes this report, this important report, which describes authoritatively the abhorrent human rights treatment of the Uyghur and other minority communities by the People's Republic of China government. The report deepens our grave concern regarding the ongoing genocide and crimes against humanity that China is perpetrating.
For those who continue to live in exile, they want this report to prompt the United Nations to protect them. Dina Nerdibay spent a year in detention. Now living in the United States, she says every time she tries to speak out, Chinese police arrest her uncle and interrogate him for days at a time.
I really need help and protection from the United Nations. Me, this kind of person, I have nothing. That's fine, but I'm not Chinese anymore. I already left. Why are they still bothering me? I really want to leave behind my Chinese citizenship.
The treatment of minorities in Xinjiang again in the spotlight, but action remains uncertain. Lucy Murray, SBS News.